This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in the Middle East today on a mission to revive the peace process. Even so, she's caught in a dispute over what happened in the Bush administration in the months leading up to the 9/11 attacks. When I spoke earlier with New York Times reporter Phil Sheenan, who's traveling with the secretary, that's where I began with this question. This dispute is over an allegation in a book by Bob Woodward of the Washington Post, his new book, State of Denial, in which he reports that 2 months before 9/11, the then director of the CIA, George Tenet, went to the White House, requested an emergency meeting with Condoleezza Rice to say Al-Qaeda is about to attack the United States sometime soon, although we don't know how or exactly when or where. And Secretary Rice, then the National Security Advisor, had said she didn't even recall that meeting.
Well, in fairness to her, she said she didn't recall that specific meeting. This is a meeting that Woodward reports occurred on July 10th, 2001. Rice says she doesn't recall that specific meeting, but she remembers plenty of other meetings that summer with Tenet and others in which she received these warnings of a dire terrorist threat, and she says she acted on them.
I guess it's the nature of the report that is in dispute here, really. Mr. Woodward says that his understanding is that George Tenet and his deputy, Kofor Black, were very intent on saying this is really, really urgent, we need to do something about this. And is Secretary Rice continuing to say, well, it was a meeting, but this urgency just wasn't there?
Exactly. I think the chief concern she has with Mr. Woodward's account is that she claims Mr. Woodward has overstated the drama of the meeting. She says she doesn't recall this meeting specifically, but she said it sounds like one of several meetings she held that summer in which she heard these intelligence warnings, and she says she acted on it. In this case, apparently, it's reported by the State Department that then National Security Advisor Rice was so intrigued by what Mr. Tenet was telling her that she asked that the same briefing be given to Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and John Ashcroft, who was then the Attorney General.
Well, otherwise, how are things going on this Middle East trip? She has been in Saudi Arabia. You are now in Cairo, I think.
Right. She is going around to the moderate Arab states asking for help. Help on a variety of fronts, and most importantly, perhaps help in trying to bolster the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, in his long struggles with the Islamic fundamentalist group Hamas. Hamas won the election earlier this year to take control of the government. Abbas is the secular president, and it's left to Abbas to try to form some sort of government with Hamas. And the only way he can really do that with the blessing of the international community is to have Hamas back away from a variety of threats it's made against Israel. It's called, of course, for the destruction of Israel.
So she is in Cairo. Is she going to meet with Hosni Mubarak, the leader of Egypt?
She is indeed, and she'll be meeting with many of her counterparts from the region who are here for a special meeting for that purpose.
And where does she go from Cairo?
In truth, many of the details of her upcoming itinerary aren't known to us, but we do know that she goes next to Jerusalem and to the Palestinian territories, where she'll meet later this week with President Abbas.
Phil Sheenan of the New York Times reporting from Cairo. Phil, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.